You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your Hormone Harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on, and sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The title of today's episode is How to Practically Tap into God's Strength in Life and Business. You guys hear me all the time talking about how His strength is perfected in our weakness, but I really wanted to go deeper into this because, like I said, you guys hear me say all the time, I don't want this show to be one that pumps you up to do nothing. Like, I want this show to be something that you can take and learn from and that you can practically apply what we talked about to your life, and so that you can go back to God for yourself and that He can transform your life. But this came up because I had a friend of mine who I was talking to, and she asked me, you know, how do you show up for the podcast and for stuff like that when you just don't have it? She was saying that sometimes she struggles with inconsistencies when it comes to the show, and she just feels like she doesn't have it, you know, and a lot of people are pulling from her via her family and things of that nature. And that really inspired this episode, in addition to the fact that it's a lot going on for me right now. I've been pretty candid the last few weeks about stuff that's come up with me. So, like, you know, my uncle passing and having to travel for the funeral, as well as like traveling with the baby and making sure the baby had everything. And then my mother having to have surgery unexpectedly right after that. And now my grandmother is in the hospital. And it's, I mean, one thing this show has always been, before the transition and now, is about the journey. And I thought that this was a great opportunity to not only just speak about this from a, I've been there and I'm talking from past, but for me to model, you know, what this looks like, for me to be on this microphone to say, y'all, life is really chaotic for me right now because I've been pulled in a lot of different directions. Life has hit me a bunch of different ways. I'm emotionally going through it right now because the strongest person that I know, the matriarch of my family, the one who was a caregiver for my child from birth to up to like a month or two ago, like the one of the closest people to me, is sick. And that's, I'm not okay, but I will be. And so I'm showing up here not just to talk to you about an old testimony, but because I want to model to you guys in real time what it looks like to tap into God's strength. And so, yeah, that's where we're at for today's episode. This episode is brought to you by Public. If you're like me and you're always thinking about building wealth and investing, then you understand that when it comes to stocks, it can be confusing. It feels like there's so many different barriers to get started, and it seems like there's only a few people in the world who understand it and who are making it work. The stock market was made for public trading, so it should be more accessible for everybody. And that's why I joined Public.com, the investing social network where you can buy stocks for any amount of money and share ideas with the community of investors. What I really like about the app is that it's not just a place for me to buy and trade and all of that. It's a social network as well. So I can see what other people are investing in. I can see their updates and see the conversations that's happening around the different companies on the market. This app is free to use and there are no account minimums to get started. With fractional investing, you can buy slices of stock at any amount of money versus the full shares. So you can get started with as little as $1. Go to public.com/BBU to follow me on public.com and see what I'm investing in. You can start investing today with as little as $1. You'll even get a free slice of stock when you join. Just go to public.com/BBU to download the public.com app. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice. Let's get back to the show. I have a few points that I want to go over, but I wanted to preface it to give you guys just a full picture of where I'm at. Like I'm being hard pressed from every single side. But one thing I know for a fact is that God is with me. I know for a fact that his strength is perfected in my weakness. And the fact that I'm on his microphone, the fact that I'm batch recording episodes. So I'm not just recording this one. I recorded a bonus episode. I'm recording more episodes after this because I have to show up and do what God has called me to do. And I have the stamina, the words, the attitude, whatever it is I need, I have it because I'm not providing that for myself. God is giving me the strength. He's giving me everything that I need to show up every single day, despite what's going on in my life. And I trust him. And so I may be going through a fire right now and have been walking through some fires over the last month and a half or so. But fire, it burns. It's hot. It doesn't feel good, but it also refines. It also purifies. And so I'm grateful that even though I'm walking through something right now, I won't get burned. It won't consume me. And at the end of it, I'm going to be perfected. I'm going to be refined. God is going to burn away things that needed to get burned away. So no matter what's going on in my life, he's still with me. He's still God and he's still good. And I'm saying this to you guys because some of you guys are hard pressed. And I don't want you to come on my platform or anything, any place that you hear me speak or any place that you may see all of the blessings and the fruit and the way that God has rewarded me openly. I need you to understand that he rewards me openly. He rewards us openly for what we've done in private. And thankfully, because of this podcast, I can kind of talk to you about the private thing. So you get like a peek, so to speak. But I don't want you guys to ever think that this walk is easy, that just because you're living for God, that means that somehow you're immune to life happening or feelings. But I want to be a mouthpiece as well as a model of what it means to simply just continue to show up and to continue to be used by God. And so that brings me to, and for this episode, I have 4 points for you guys to apply to your life on how to practically tap into God's strength in life and business. So first things first, when life is happening, when things seem to be chaotic, the first thing I want you to do is to go into low power mode. If you have an iPhone, or I don't know how other phones work, but on an iPhone, when my battery is getting low, when it gets to about 20%, I have an option to put my phone into low power mode. And what happens in low power mode is that the background apps stop working, the screen brightness adjusts, but things are now adjusted to where that power can be stretched. So it may be on 20%, but the phone can operate longer because it's exerting less energy. So the things that were draining energy in the background have been eliminated so that the power can be used for the necessary functions. And so I want you guys to operate in that same way. So one of the ways I go into low power mode is I may do audio podcast only instead of video. Now I'm doing video right now because I have the strength to, and I thank God for it. But I'm on video right now doing this podcast. But if I didn't have it, guess what? I would have recorded this podcast at home in my bed. I would have not come to my office because I can preserve energy by not having to get dressed, not having to beat my face, not having to pick out four or five different outfits so that I can record four or five different videos. I would have just used the energy that I had for the main thing that has to get done, which is the podcast. And so that's one of the things that I do. I evaluate what is taking my energy. And I start to cut back to only using energy for the necessary things that are necessary for me to function. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare has been a longtime sponsor of the show, so you guys know how much I love to go on Skillshare, find a new class to take to either sharpen some skills that I already have or learn something new that's going to benefit me and my goals. I'm really excited to try next this class called YouTube Success by Marcus Brownlee. It's all about script, shooting, and editing. So you guys know I have a YouTube channel, and so this is the perfect class to build upon what we have going on right now in the company. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. So with so much to explore and projects to create and support fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/blessed and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Mental health is so, so important, especially with everything that's going on in the world, getting used to this new normal, and then going to have to, of course, transition into something else as the world changes. It can be very mentally taxing to us as individuals. And so our mental health is just so important that we really take control of it right now. And we really take an active approach on making sure that we're mentally well. Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. So for me, with my busy schedule, it's sometimes really hard to research and make appointments with in-person counselors. So I need something that's very, very convenient and something that will easily integrate into my lifestyle. And I find myself sometimes, honestly, not even going to counseling at all because it's not typically offered at that level of convenience that I need. But with BetterHelp, they will connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It is super convenient, you guys. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. Also, BetterHelp is available worldwide. So no matter where you are on the globe, BetterHelp is available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything that you share is totally confidential. And on top of all of that, you can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. So if you need to talk to somebody ASAP, BetterHelp will get you with someone in under 24 hours. And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. And on top of it being affordable already, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today, you guys? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and you get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Something else that gets cut when I go into low power mode, even when it comes to my business, is we focus in when our resources are getting thin as far as like our team's time and things like that. The first thing that gets shelved is non-revenue generating activities. So, for example, YouTube. we've been doing a lot of YouTube videos. So if you guys go to Tatum to Me on YouTube, I've had like vlogs and I do things in the car and stuff like that. When we're tight, that gets cut because that's not making money. It's another way to create content. It's another way for me to add value to my audience. But when we're in low power mode, all non-revenue generating activities get put on the shelf. Another thing, my phone goes on do not disturb. I'm that person. I know a lot of you guys may also be that person where people come to you with their problems. Your friends may pull on you for certain things and people may ask for your advice in certain situations. And I'm that person with a lot of people in my life. They may ask business advice. They may need prayer. They may just want to talk, like whatever it is. And I don't mind being that person. I have great people in my life and none of them are leeches. But if I'm in low power mode, I simply don't have anything extra to give. I have to save the energy and the power that I have for my essential functions, which is my marriage, which is me making sure that I'm continuously being in position to get filled up by God, which is my business, which is my child. And that's that. Everything else has to get cut. And that energy, like I said, is being preserved for my essential function. So for you, figure out what are the background apps running in your life that you can cut off? What are the background things or the small energy suckers that add up over time, or that all add up over the course of a day, and that 2 hours worth of energy that you've just have given to these 15 different places can now be reallocated to those essential functions. So figure out for you, what are those energy suckers that you can then eliminate so that you can go into low power mode? And this is something that I really want you to do, because this is a strategy. I say all the time, there is strategy in the struggles that we go through. There's strategy in the different stresses that happen in our life. And so this is how you create that strategy. You create this low power mode so that when life happens again, because it will, you now have a battle plan. And so that's the first thing I want you to do. If you guys are trying to figure out how to tap into God's strength, go into low power mode. Number two is I want you to choose joy and not pride. Now, I know when it comes to pride, you may think about ego and things of that nature, but this came to mind recently because I'm still writing my book, and I was talking about the difference between pride and the difference between joy. And I realized that they're both very similar because they both display happiness. So when you're prideful about something, or like people say that their kids are their pride and joy, that's happy feelings. Or you may take pride in what you do in your career, that's happy feelings, right? So that's the overlap between pride and joy. And the difference, though, between pride and joy is the source of said happiness. So when you have pride, that means that there is something that is self, that's rooted in self. So if I take pride in my accomplishments or what I'm able to do in business, that's because that's feeding my ego. That makes me feel accomplished. That's feeding that type A overachiever nature that I have. But joy is still happiness. But when we actually look up joy, and the Bible even warns us about pride and the dangers of it. But if we look up the biblical definition of joy, joy is defined as awareness of God's grace. And I love that definition of joy, because that just shows us that joy is not a contingency of what's happening in our day-to-day life. Pride comes with contingencies, because pride is attached to something that you're producing or something that's rooted within whatever you have going on. Joy is awareness. Just know that God, be aware of God's grace. That's what joy means. So whatever's going on in my life, I can choose joy, because I can choose to be aware of what God is doing. One of the things, and I can choose to find the goodness of God in every situation that's going on. This episode is brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we take every day, like a vitamin. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. What you won't find in them is sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy. I've been taking Ritual for a few weeks now, and I like it because I'm not the biggest pill taker. And so the pills are very, very easy to swallow, and they have like this minty, fresh kind of taste and not like that medicy, capsule-y, nasty taste that a lot of other multivitamins have. Another cool thing about Ritual is that they're made traceable, so you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/bless to start your Ritual today. Let's get back to the show. So while putting myself in it, for example, so while I might be hard pressed from every side right now, I have the freedom, because I am an entrepreneur, I have the freedom to be able to be pivoting and pulled in different directions. I don't have to call a job to get time off. I don't have to be pulling from a PTO bucket. I can tell my team, I'm not working today. Hold my calls, like, you know what I'm saying, figuratively. But if I get an email, I can delegate that out. I have the ability to be able to pivot and move in real time to be there for my family. That is a blessing. That's something to be joyful about. That's something that I can find happiness in because God gave that to me. So joy, again, is awareness of God's grace. So the way that you tap into his strength in your day-to-day life is you always make yourself aware of his grace. And if we even look at the definition of grace, grace means God's unmerited favor. So the unmerited means you don't deserve it. So you can choose joy, again, by being aware of God's unmerited favor. You don't deserve God's favor. I don't deserve God's favor, but he gives it to me anyway. And that's something for me to be happy about. That's something for me to be joyful about. That's something for me to come on here and open my mouth multiple times a week about. And when I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who was talking about showing up, some of us, you need to release yourself from feeling like you're the answer to people's problems. And that's something I believe that I did right early on, especially when I started talking about God. I took that pressure off me. I'm not the answer to y'all problems on this podcast. God is. Therefore, it's not up to me to come on here and give you something. It's up to me to come on here and open my mouth. That's it. That's all. It's up to me to come on here and model what I preach, which is what I'm doing by even recording this, because I don't got it. It's my job to be a mouthpiece. And so pray before I get on this show and say, God, you have to speak through me because I don't have it. And because I trust you and I know that everything that I do on this show is from you, I'm just going to cut this mic on. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to go to the office. I'm going to cut this camera on. I'm going to cut this microphone on. I'm going to hit record. And I know I'm going to have a podcast because it's not Tatum that's talking on this platform. It's just me allowing myself to be used by God. But again, going back to the point, choose joy. There's no prerequisites. We know we don't deserve God's love and his favor, but he gives it to us anyway. And that's something to be joyful of, you guys. No matter what is going on in your life, choose to be aware. The enemy will love to make us close our eyes and our ears to what God is doing, because if we can magnify the problem, then he can get us off track. He can, if I magnified everything that's been going on in my life right now, every way that how chaotic things may seem, how I've been pulled in all these different directions, if I was focusing in on that, I would be under the covers right now, eating ice cream, like hiding from my responsibilities or just hiding from my feelings. But I choose not to do that. I choose joy.
And I know that God is going to meet me. I know that I may not have it, but as long as I hit record and open my mouth, God is going to speak. And I'm committed to God getting the glory for every area of my life. And the way that I remain committed is by continuing to show up. And this is actually my last point, but I'm going to go ahead and pivot to that really quick, though, is you have to be a doer. The way that you practically tap into God's strength is you have to be a doer. You have to acknowledge how you feel, but stand and act on what you know. I feel like crap. But I know that God is still good. And so because of that, I'm going to get up. I'm going to have a great attitude. I'm going to continue to pray and have faith for my grandmother's healing. I'm going to continue to pray and have faith for the peace of mind and the emotional state of my family. And I'm going to continue to show up. I'm going to continue to show up in my house. I'm going to continue to show up in my business. I'm going to continue to show up with this platform that I have been blessed with, because every day that I show up is a middle finger to the enemy that he can't have me. He's going to have to try harder. And this ain't even the worst of what I've been through since having this podcast. And if I ain't fold then, I'm not going to fold now. I ain't no punk. I ain't no sucker. And so I be cuss word if I'm going to allow the enemy to have me out here under the cover shivering like a punk when I have a God who said that his strength is perfected in my weakness. Here's an opportunity then to show it. So be a doer, you guys. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Just move despite how you feel. Cut the mic on when you don't have the words. Cut the camera on when you don't have the words. Show up. Show up. The way you tap into his strength is you show up. You show up. Somebody gave me a word and it just sticks with me. And I talked about this on a bonus episode, but they were saying, like, Tatum, just like the woman with the oil and the vessels, God will always fill you up for as long as you bring your vessels to him. And they said that the only time the only time the oil will stop flowing is when you stop bringing your vessels to him. And so that's something that I really take with me. This is a part of being a doer of the word. So when life seems to be coming at my way, I'm constantly bringing myself back to God. Like, I don't have it, but I'm bringing my vessel to you. I'm bringing my face to this camera. I'm bringing my voice to this mic. I'm bringing my vessels to you. And so that is how you counteract whatever may be going on in your life. You continue to show up. You continue to show up. And I want to say this too, as a result of that, because a lot of us, especially, I know we got people of all cultures and backgrounds who listen to this show, but Black women, we are used to showing up. We're used to carrying everything on our back. We're used to putting ourselves on the back burner. And so I want to make sure that I separate this for a second, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying minimize how you feel so that you can be there for other people. I'm saying to let God fill you back up. And a part of that is by taking your emotions to him. I don't have an issue with crying. I don't have an issue with telling God that, like, God, this feels like it's too much. Why is all of this happening? Like, this is a lot. God, really? Really? Like, if y'all could see the tears on my Bible, the tears on my prayer journals, like, don't get it twisted. I'm not suppressing my emotions. I feel the feels. But for this 30 minutes or so that I'm going to be on this microphone, I'm going to show up and do what I have to do. And I'll cut this off and get to crying after that. But and so I don't want us to go into that toxic way of moving that a lot of us have come accustomed to, because we haven't had a choice most of the time. I'm not saying to be the superwoman. I'm saying to position yourself under your Father so that he can fill you back up. Position yourself to where you're abiding in him and he's abiding in you. That's what I'm saying. And that's what low power mode is all about as well. Not having to be everything for everybody, but saving your energy for your essential functions. And one of your essential functions is to take care of yourself and to make sure that you're okay. and to make sure that you're loving on you. So I just wanted to be very, very clear about that, because especially even in church, let me not even go there. So that was point number three, be a doer. So let's do a quick recap. Number one, go into low power mode. Number two, choose joy and not pride. Know that your happiness is rooted in God. And then number three, be a doer. And then number four, and I touched on this a little bit, understand that you are not the solution. When it comes to pouring into people spiritually, a lot of you guys are in ministry. You have faith-based businesses and people that pull on you. You may be involved in your church or have your faith-based communities. A lot of you guys are doing a lot of pouring out spiritually. So when it comes to you doing that type of work, understand that you're not the solution. God is. And again, you just have to show up and be positioned to be used by him. And even when it comes to business, you're not the solution in your business. Your system is, your framework is, your formula is. So you don't have to be anything but whatever your role is and your particular framework for your solution. That goes back to what we talked about before. That's why having systems and things and frameworks and formulas in your business is important, because you're not the end all be all. You're just coming in to do your part of the process. So that's it and that's all, y'all. We're going to wrap this up right here. A part of my going into low power mode is for this podcast to be to the point. Because I kiki and I play a lot on here, but a part of low power mode for Tatum is to come in here, say what God has me to say, record the ads I got to record, make sure they where they need to be, and peacing out. And so that's where we at. We at the peace out part. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. And I will talk to you guys next week.